Kevin, I don't know if it's possible. Is it a little bit quiet right now down in T-Town?
Oh, it's very quiet. This is the period of the year where the football complex doesn't grind to a halt, but it's at its slowest point. The players have all gone home for their quote-unquote summer break. They'll all report back true freshmen first, and then by class. They're all Memorial Day weekend. They all have to be on campus by Memorial Day ahead of the start of classes on June 1st. This is the period where the coaches rotate, taking their longest vacation of the year. Of course, they still have to continue to stay in touch with recruits and everything. But yeah, as in far of the Alabama program in the complex, this is the quote-unquote, this is the summer down part of the season. So, you know, other than when, you know, you get a transfer from a rival school, it's going to be a pretty quiet period for Alabama fans. Of course, you're hearing about recruits saying that they're coming in for the camp visits. But, yeah, this is the quietest time of the year for Alabama football these 3 weeks in May.
Is Alabama lining up summer visits already?
Oh, yeah. They have a number of summer visits for their camps, and it starts on June the 1st. And it's your typical, you know, as you would expect, who's who list of visitors coming in. And it's a combination of both. Some players are using that to go ahead and take their official visit and get that out of the way with the high school season coming up. And some of them are taking unofficial visits. You know, some of the bigger names, you know, that Alabama fans are really, you know, looking forward to coming in. You know, Earl Little Jr., who I think is very, very close. He might be Alabama's next commitment. People like Anae White, Walter Nolan, Zach Rice, Denver Harris, you know, the big names that you're hearing about, Tyler Booker. But then also, I don't know if you've ever heard of this young man, Bill. There's a quarterback out of Isidore Newman High School in New Orleans, Arch Manning. I don't know if you've ever heard of him or not, Bill, but he is going to be coming to visit into camp on June the 18th. So there's a new name to keep an eye on.
Is there? Yeah, never heard of him. Is that their top 23 targeted quarterback?
Well, yeah, I think he's on the top of everybody's board for 23, but they have a couple of other young men that they're bringing in during that period just because, I mean, you have to have a backup plan. And as I've said many times, I mean, obviously Alabama's going to be in the running for him, but I would be surprised. I tend to agree that I think Clemson, if you were to put a gun to my head and ask me who the leader is, I think Clemson is the leader. But, yeah, he is the top. He's like everybody else. He's the top of the 2023 quarterback board for Alabama.
You mentioned Walter Nolan. He's out of Memphis, and he is, in some cases, ranked a couple of months ago. They had him ranked number one at any position in the class of 22 coming up. He's in the top two or three right now. Wherever that is doesn't really matter. But everybody wants him. And I thought maybe a month or so ago that Alabama might be slipping some, but that apparently is not the case there, right?
Well, there was kind of that perception about a week or so ahead of the A-Day game, but he came, him and his family came for A-Day, and Alabama was able to kind of get back in with him really, really good. Freddie Roach is his lead recruiter, but Coach Saban is heavily involved in the recruitment of Walter Nolan. And post the A-Day game, everything seems to be fine again, and Alabama seems to be back in a very, very strong position. If they're not the leader, they are certainly, I would say, in the top two for Walter Nolan. I feel very comfortable where Alabama is at with him right now.
I was just thinking, this just hit me. Has Alabama done much in, well, offensive lineman a few years ago, Barrett Jones. But has much happened in Memphis since the big controversy of years ago?
No. As a matter of fact, you know, Alabama, I think, kind of tried to avoid Memphis, if you will, there for a while.
Right.
And let's be honest, Memphis at one point, you know, was like Mobile. I mean, if you remember, Bill, there was a point where right before Saban got there and when Saban arrived at Alabama, Mobile was pumping out five-star players left and right like they were crazy. Memphis the same way. It seems like Memphis hasn't produced quite as many elite players as they did at one time, and that's not to take anything away from the community.
Right.
Yeah. No, I always I admit I have war flashbacks every time I hear the name Memphis mentioned with a recruit. You can't help to, Bill.
We were talking earlier, unrelated, about Tim Tebow and news out there, not new news, that he signed a contract. We'll see if it sticks with Jacksonville, maybe play tight end. I doubt he makes the roster. But nonetheless, if you can go back in time when he was being recruited out of Nice High School there in the Jacksonville area, and he loved Mike Shula. This is no lie. He loved him. And Alabama was a legit threat to get him. Ended up, as we know, at Florida. But what do you recall about that?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Remember the big game where they came into on ESPN cover and they came and played Hoover High School? It was on a Saturday in late August, and Hoover won that game like 50-28 or 29, and it was a really big deal. And in that recruitment, I think Alabama fans will always remember kind of what I call the Mike Shula sit-in, if you remember, when Mike Shula went down and had his official visit at the Tebow house, and I think he was there like 12 or 14 hours and hung out with him. And at that point, Alabama fans really felt confident. We knew that there was a strong connection between him and Mike Shula. He respected the high character of Mike Shula, and given the Tebow family strong faith, that certainly made sense. And so when he stepped to the podium on I remember it, Bill, it was Tuesday, December the 13th, of 2005 when he stepped to the microphone, on ESPN, I, like a lot of Alabama fans, had been sucked into believing that we had a real, real serious chance to get him. And of course he ripped stuck his hand in our chest and ripped our heart out.
Yeah, that was the story. And I interviewed him back in high school when he was in high school, and we've lost it. I wish we had that. I'd replay that once a year. Couldn't have been more polite. Couldn't have been a nicer guy. Even back then, was total class. And this was before his senior year. And obviously he was a big name. Everybody was talking about him. And remember, ESPN even did a feature on him on maybe one of their other channels. But total class personified from what I remember. And I have not talked to him since. I've watched him on TV, obviously. But, yeah, that just to harken back, Alabama, and I don't know what the percentages were, Kevin, but they came close to getting him without Nick Saban.
They did. But, of course, then you can make this argument. Had they gotten Tim Tebow, would they have gotten Nick Saban? I mean, could Tim Tebow have been the player to put Mike Shula over the hump? You know, as he said, Mike Shula is one of the most respectable men he's ever met. And I have, you know, there's Tim Tebow for me and, like, a lot of Alabama fans. There's Tim Tebow the player and Tim Tebow the person. Tim Tebow the player I wasn't a big fan of because he made our life really, really difficult. Tim Tebow the person I could not have more respect for his faith and all the things that he stands up for. You know, real quick, funny story, Bill. When he made that commitment that Tuesday night in December, I was actually, my son Jordan had a high school basketball, varsity basketball game, and I was doing the PA system and clock that night, and my dad was getting ready. I was waiting for my father at home to tell me whether he was coming or not, and we came out of a timeout, and I wanted to hear. I literally reached down and unplugged the scoreboard, and when the referee came over, I told him, I said, we have a power outlet, and my buddy doing the book knew exactly what was going on, and he delayed and pretended to be fixing a non-existent electrical problem until my dad let me know that, unfortunately, we were not getting Tim Tebow. I'll never forget doing that. I should be ashamed, but that's how wrapped up I was in Tim Tebow's announcement.
The statute of limitations, you're safe. No worries.
Well, when the referee found out, we almost got a technical, and that was the last time I was allowed to do the PA in the scoreboard. I got reprimanded by the KHSAA, but it was worth it, Bill.
Kevin Hagan joins us every Friday to talk Alabama. Is there anything else football-wise going on? Any recruiting news or anything? You just mentioned her a little, but anything else?
No, I mean, it's kind of that quiet period. Kids are, like I said, they're lining up their June visits. And so, but I will say this, Bill. I think June and July are going to be a really busy time for Alabama. The Tide sits right now at, what, 6 commitments? And I venture to say, Bill, that number might be, if not doubled, maybe even tripled by the time we see the Miami game. I think Alabama's going to really load up in June and July with commitments.
Kevin, have a good weekend. Always a pleasure to have you here.
Always an honor, my friend. Have a great Friday, everybody. And as always, Roll Tide.